From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The fighting in Libya is not letting up. It's been going on for hours in the western city of Zawiya, where witnesses are painting a violent picture. Anti-government fighters have come under sustained attack, and there are reports of at least 30 dead. Several fires are said to be raging, and black smoke hangs over the city as forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi try to reassert control. The rebels are faring better elsewhere. NPR's Ortiz Garcia Navarro is in the key oil port town of Ras Lanuf, which is now in rebel hands.
What we've been hearing from Tripoli all along is completely disproved by the facts on the ground here. They initially said that they had not lost the town of Brega that fell to the rebels several days ago. And yesterday they said that they had not lost the town of Ras Lanuf. And I am standing right now in the town of Ras Lanuf, and I can tell you that it is firmly in the hands of the rebels for now. However, there were bombings this morning. Gaddafi did send aerial bombardments against Ras Lanuf and rebel positions, and it is far from clear if there won't be a counteroffensive in the next few hours or days.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Ras Lanuf. Republicans are rejecting President Obama's approach to federal spending cuts for the rest of this fiscal year. Tennessee Congresswoman Dianne Black says the president is taking the wrong approach on the budget.
It continues out-of-control spending. It adds to our $14 trillion debt. And it adds to the uncertainty that makes it harder to create jobs. Maintaining the status quo and refusing to offer a credible plan to cut spending is just unacceptable and inexcusable.
Black was speaking in the weekly GOP address. In his address, the president urged lawmakers to compromise to keep the government running and said he is open to more spending cuts. Tennessee teachers and Tea Party activists are due to hold competing rallies today in Nashville. Teachers are protesting several proposed education bills, while Tea Party members will gather to show their support for the changes. Christine Jessel of member station WUOT in Knoxville has more on what the two groups are clashing over.
Members of the Tennessee Education Association plan to gather on the state's legislative plaza today to show solidarity in the face of several bills that they consider anti-teacher. The biggest flashpoints are a bill banning collective bargaining and a proposal to make it harder for teachers to get tenure. Tennessee Education Association President Jarrah Summerford says other proposed bills add insult to injury.
Educators stand together for the future of public schools in our state, and frankly, we're frustrated and disappointed by the attacks on our profession.
Tennessee Tea Party members plan to gather at the state capitol building nearby. They'll rally to show their support for the bills and, in their words, to apply pressure to new Republican Governor Bill Haslam. For NPR News, I'm Christine Jessel in Knoxville.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Space Shuttle Discovery will soon be leaving the International Space Station. The hatches will close tomorrow, and the shuttle is due to begin the journey back to Earth on Monday. In the meantime, NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports the shuttle astronauts are keeping busy with chores, but they're also feeling a bit sad about Discovery's final mission.
The crew has been busy unloading the storage compartment they brought up, as well as stuffing a robotic vehicle full of trash so it can later be sent down to burn up in the atmosphere. During a news conference from space, astronaut Nicole Stott predicted that Discovery's landing day will be emotional.
And it's going to be hard to walk away from Discovery on the runway that day, knowing it's the last time that this really magnificent, seemingly brand new to us vehicle, and the way it's just wonderfully performed, is going to be retired.
Discovery is scheduled to undock from the station Monday and head home for the very last time, with the landing scheduled for Wednesday. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
In New Zealand, search teams are breathing a sigh of relief. Their search for what's left of a well-known cathedral in an earthquake-devastated Christchurch has yielded no bodies. There had been fears as many as 22 people were inside the cathedral when the quake struck nearly 2 weeks ago. And the trial of an American detained more than a year ago in Cuba could conclude today. A statement from Cuba's foreign ministry says more evidence still needs to be presented, along with final statements from both sides. 61-year-old Alan Gross's trial started yesterday. He's accused of trying to undermine Cuba's government and faces a possible 20-year sentence if convicted. Gross worked for a USAID-backed democracy program. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.